SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
G'day, Kerry Lee. So Charles Parker, I identify as a Victorian Aboriginal man, although ancestry is from Tasmania, and I run a small business called Victorian Aboriginal News, VAN for short.
Now we're here to talk all things black radio, if you like, and we're going to talk to you about what you do in your business based here in Naarm or Melbourne. And let's start off by talking about that word, VAN. What does it all mean for Victorian Aboriginal News?
Yeah, well, first of all, as soon as you start talking about black radio, that really gets me excited. I just love the fact that there is so much black radio content being developed and delivered right across Victoria now. So exciting. Look, VAN, Victorian Aboriginal News, really came about as a bit of an accident, or the acronym did. I decided that I'd take what used to be a small program that I ran on 3KND, 3 Cool and Deadly here in Victoria, in Melbourne, from Connection Matters Radio, and I'd turn it to a more broad current affairs program to be Victorian Aboriginal News. Around about that time, I actually decided I was going to move into a van and live full-time in that van, travel around Victoria and get my content that way. The acronym was absolutely accidental, but VAN and a van lifer. So the focus that I really have is I go out, I interview mob about what's important to them, and it could be travelling off to a gathering place or to an ACCO, anywhere across the place, up at Mildura, down in Gunditj country in the southwest, and just yarn about what their challenges are and what their successes are. That's the important thing, and that's what we do.
And can you tell us about the radio work that you do within Victorian Aboriginal News?
The radio work actually was a precursor to VAN, and then it became the focus of VAN. It all started with, as I mentioned before, Connection Matters Radio, which was a small program that I ran on 3KND, ran about, I think, 10 years ago. And the late, great Uncle Jim Remedio actually asked me to come onto radio. And that lasted a couple of years. I then went off and did some other things. I think it was around about 5 years ago when I decided I would move into a van full time after my mother had passed, and I would really just focus on travelling across Victoria, capturing these stories and making a podcast. So at that stage, 5 years ago, I was off radio. I was just creating a podcast, which evolved into the VAN Hour or VAN Talks, with a key focus then in 2023 during the referendum. That's when it really picked up. And at that stage, Grant Hanson at 3KND invited me back. We then got invited in to work with 3RRR and the mission there, which we're now sort of co-hosting with Daniel James. And of course, and we can talk about this later, we're now working with other community radio stations across Victoria that have black programs that want to take our content. So podcasting is the focus of what I do, but all that content ends up being on one or more radio stations across Victoria.
And what do you think it is about the medium of radio that really gets you excited?
When you sit down and you watch TV, you can phase out after a while, you let the pictures tell the stories. But as a broadcaster and podcaster, you have to focus on making sure that what you're delivering to your audience holds that attention. And because of that, you feel like when you're sitting at a microphone that you are really just connected so much to your audience. Look, I've been in print media, which is where I started, now in radio media. As far as I'm concerned, radio is where it's at. TV just doesn't mean much, and I'm sure if my daughter Rana was listening to this, she'll have to forgive me for that one.
And you must have met some really amazing community members right here, not only in Naarm but across the state of Victoria, who shared their wonderful stories with you. What are some of those stories or people that have stood out while you've been radio broadcasting in Melbourne and around the state?
Possibly the highlight of my job is meeting these amazing people and establishing connections with them and helping them share their stories and their experiences right across. You look at people like Aunty Jill Gallagher, and I really started to work closely with her when she was the Victorian Treaty Advancement Commissioner back in 2018 through 2019. And that's just been a relationship that's continued. Then, of course, in the Assembly itself, with people like Reuben Berg, Ngaara Murray. Before that, we had Marcus Stewart, Aunty Geraldine Atkinson, such amazing people, and the members of the Assembly from right across. People like Levi Power from Yorta Yorta country, Uncle Mukai Bell from down Goodidge country. And then the people who run the ACOs, people who work in the gathering places around. Every one of our mob has an amazing story. But I will just say also, Kerry Lee, and this is really important, that one of the most important lots of people I've met are those who aren't Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islanders. They're our allies, people in the reconciliation movements, to hear their stories. And some of those have been in the trenches with us longer than I've been around. It's just amazing. Everyone's got an amazing story.
And we do, of course, right across the nation, have allies who support us in our work, what we do, to elevate our people's stories as well. What do you think it is about allies, and why is it so important to have them?
Well, what percentage are we? 3%, roughly, of Australians? We cannot hope to achieve what we want to achieve when it comes to voice, truth-telling, treaty, reconciliation, land rights. We can't hope to achieve that with just our voices alone. We need to get the support of other people. And we've been fortunate, and this was demonstrated even back in 1967 in the referendum, where over 90% of people voted yes in that landmark referendum. That was an indication of just how much understanding potentially there was within the country. Okay, we didn't get it in 2023 at the referendum we wanted then, but still, there were millions and millions of people who supported that voice to Parliament. Just because it didn't get over the line doesn't mean a thing. Without that support, we cannot hope to achieve. Look at the marches that take place every 26th of January around the country. Look at all the amazing people who are there to support us. That speaks volumes.
Thanks so much for your time today on NITV Radio, Charles.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Kerry Lee. Thanks so much indeed.
This summer, feed your curiosity with SBS. In How Humans Talk, Rune Pedersen explores how language connects us, shapes our identities, and even changes how we see the world. And Grave Matters takes a lively look at death with Anthony Levin and Nadine J. Cohen digging into the mysteries of grief, death care, and the business of dying. You'll want to talk about these shows all summer. Listen now on the SBS Audio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.